for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Hump Day. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hump Day edition of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. I'm high on fire.
High on fire.
I am not on fire, but I am high.
Mm-hmm.
And my name's Terry.
You're kind of high on fire because you're just burning something.
I'm burning something and smoking it and I'm firing it up. Wait, no, I don't shoot up drugs. What are you talking about? Speaking of shooting up drugs, this is some high on fire called Blood from Zion.
Blood from Zion.
From the album The Art of Self-Defense.
Mm-hmm.
I know Hans likes High on Fire, so I'll play
I like those guys.
Once. Wow. Just to keep Hans happy.
I like that album, Blood Black Wings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Otherwise known as BBW.
BBW.
I hear a lot about that album, BBW, all over.
Especially on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
You must be into BBW,
yep.
Or don't even bother sending a pic.
Mm-hmm.
And don't send a dick pic if you're not into BBW. I was like, bless black wings. He sings weird. I mean, very cool, though. I've been influenced mm-hmm. by him myself and told that I sounded like him on a Perpetual Conversion song before. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't really know that I did. But hey, guess what? This week is our birthday week.
What?
Yep. Tagcast podcast, 2 years old.
That's incredible.
Well, that's a different show, but that's incredible. Didn't that happen?
I love that show.
Was that Dinosaur?
I had Byron Allen, I don't remember.
Oh, we were just talking about this with Flames last week. Okay, that's incredible.
That is incredible. I thought so, too.
So we're trying to figure it out. I'm pretty sure that the first show was the 25th, as I counted backwards from mm-hmm. the first show that was dated.
That's this weekend.
I know. It'll be Saturday's our birthday.
Yeah.
So we're going to fucking have a big birthday party.
That's incredible.
No, it'd be Sunday.
All right.
The next day we record. So maybe we'll have a cake mm-hmm. and we'll eat it too.
Let's eat it too.
So next Sunday is our birthday, 4 days away. We're counting it this week because
yeah.
I got into an argument. Well, not really an argument, but a discussion with my 16-year-old daughter
uh-huh.
about what day is the first day of the week.
What day is the first day of the week?
What day do you think is the first day of the week?
Monday.
Well, that's what I'd always thought. She thinks it's Sunday.
Sunday is part of the weekend.
But look at any calendar.
But weekend.
Look at any calendar.
Weekend.
What's the first day on the left?
Sunday.
That's what she told me. And I said, well, still starts on Monday. And she's like,
That doesn't mean anything. That's just how it fits.
And she goes,
paper.
I've just always thought that Sunday was like the first day of the week. You get yourself ready to get going. And I was like, and then the second day you go to school or work. I was like, do you ever read
the
Bible?
You only get one day off at the end of the week.
I said, do you ever read the Bible? It's a load of shit, but you should read it. It says, on the seventh day, God rested. That's the day of rest. That's Sunday. That's mm-hmm. the seventh out
yep,
of seven.
He didn't get ready to go to
nope.
work. He never went back to work.
On Monday, he created the heavens and the earth. What about Pluto?
Oh, is that what he did on the eighth day?
There is no eighth day.
I know, exactly. After the day of rest, he thought, fuck, this resting's pretty damn nice.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep doing this from now on.
I know.
I'll just let all my yep. people fight. Maybe yep. I'll flood them out one time, and mm-hmm. then I'll send a snake down to the garden and see
if that fucks
them up.
I'll let them think that, you know, I'm thinking about them.
I'll make Abraham circumcise himself and kill his own child. That should be funny. I'm going to throw some monkey wrenches yep. into some programs down there and just watch the fucking chaos ensue.
Yep.
But I was trying to go back and find out when we did do our first show, and it got me listening to the very first episode. And we did talk a little bit about, on the first day, God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What about fucking Pluto and Saturn? And then I said, don't even get me started. It's the first episode. I'm already talking about fucking Jesus and religion. And,
we're finally getting back to it.
Full circle, fucking about 298 yep. episodes later.
Pluto.
Yeah, 298. That's where we
was
are.
Pluto was still a planet back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, he hadn't become a dog yet.
Yeah.
And now it's just a thing.
I always thought they should... they had the planets were all of Disney because you had Pluto, right? And then
right.
the 10th planet was Goofy.
Yeah, and then...
And then you had the third planet.
Which was the little planet, so it was mini.
Right. Yeah. What was the third planet?
Earth.
Yeah.
Third rock.
And then you got the fourth planet, which was Mickey Mars.
What about Marsh and Mickey? I watch a lot of shows with Marsh and Mickey.
Marsh and Mickey.
Yeah, he's on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, mm-hmm. which is the new Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
He's a Martian?
Well, there's a Martian Mickey that comes from Mars and visits the regular yeah. Mickey. This is the new, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It's not.
Hey, did you hear the sidekick for Craig Ferguson has taken over his show?
No, but I don't doubt it. They're outsourcing everything to machines now. Dude, there's a Walmart like community store, which is just like, it's not a super center. It's just like basically groceries.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two checkout things that are manned by humans, yep. and there's like eight self-serve, mm-hmm. and that fucking thing is
there's
a dick.
There's always one person watching that one, though.
Yeah, watching eight of them.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. They're just standing there. Imagine how time flies by for those guys. They're just standing there.
So come up. We cashed in some cans of the machines, and so we got our slips, and we slip it. Clip. We figured, oh, we're buying some stuff. Please place item in bag. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, we did. Please place item in bag. Please scan next item. Fucking did. Okay. Scan this. Boop. Please see specialist or whatever they're fucking called. So yeah. they can't. Apparently, they think that you can counterfeit those little receipts from the fucking bottle machines because you can't just go boop and pay for your food with fucking bottles or cans or whatever.
Yeah, they got to scan them by hand.
Yeah, so they got to come in and put their key in and go doot doot. I'm an important person, so I'm going to go doot 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 mm-hmm. and then boop boop and then here boop. Boop, boop.
Day of the computer, man.
And I don't remember who it was.
Got a guy running several computers.
Another comic saying, fucking, if I come up to the thing and there's no one there, then I'm just walking out with my groceries. Yep. It's like, I did my part. I brought my shit up to the counter and no one was there. So, would you expect me to boop it myself? Beep, yep. boop, 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 boop.
Who was that? Beep. Was that Bill Burr?
Yeah, it was Bill Burr. He's so pissed. Bang. Good one.
Dude, I love that bit.
Yeah, he's good. He's like, what? He's fucking pissed. And he's like, there's another thing when he's talking about. He's fucking people always tell me I'm yelling at him. He's like, this is my normal fucking voice right here. This is how I talk to people because I want them to be able to hear every fucking word I say
mm-hmm.
and not talk until I'm done talking. I'm not yelling. I'm talking. Talking. He's fucking pissed.
He is.
He's so good in Breaking Bad, too. His little. I didn't realize when I watched it originally that he was in like six episodes.
Yeah, he was in there for a while.
I think they killed him, though, did they? Or did he just... I wonder if he'll come back and Better Call Saul. Because he's one of Saul's guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you know that it was 34 years ago today that Star Wars Empire Strikes Back came out? Did you go see it?
No.
You were four.
Yeah.
Why didn't you? Your parents were dicks.
Probably not at four. Maybe, though.
No way.
I remember, no.
It played at the Venetian.
No, I had not.
I saw the original Star Wars at the Venetian, and I fell asleep, and I hated it.
Oh, really? Is that why you hated it?
I don't know why.
You woke up, and they were, like, kissing? Or does that happen in the second one?
I don't even know, dude. And everybody was making such a fucking big deal about Star Wars, and I just guess I was anti-sci-fi.
Yeah. At some point, I kind of jumped off the wagon, too.
Were you on it? A bandwagon?
Kind of. I mean, I always liked the movies, but then when they just started, the second group was all about selling pizzas and chicken and tacos.
Selling pizzas and chicken?
Yeah. You know, you got Yoda fighting. He was fighting the fucking Chihuahua dog on TV because remember the KFC and Taco Bell... and the other one, Pizza Hut. They were all like combined to sponsor all the new Star Wars. And so you had the Yokiro Taco Bell dog like fighting Yoda on the commercials. And this was like 6 months before the fucking first movie came out. I was like, fuck that. I'm done. I don't want to watch those.
Huh.
And then I never did, except for one that I was kind of forced to watch because I didn't have anything else to do. I was at someone's house, you know, and they're all watching a movie. You don't want to really be rude, but
yeah,
they're watching it because they know that you don't want to watch it. And you're just like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, I've just been noticing, dude, as I watch old movies that I've seen several times that I think I've seen that movie. I didn't used to watch movies like you're supposed to watch movies when I was like a teenager.
What do you mean?
Like I didn't sit down and watch every minute of the movie. Like I didn't pay attention to opening credits.
Oh, you didn't sit down and give total attention to the movie?
There can be important shit that goes on within the first 30 seconds of a movie. Sometimes, sometimes it don't mean shit. Sometimes it's some useless backdrop with a bunch of names rolling across it, and you're like, oh, I can get my popcorn and go in and fucking come in 2 minutes in and not miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, talked about it, Maximum Overdrive. I'd forgot, I guess, that the world was in the tail of a comet, and that's why all the machines were going crazy.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
See, that's the first opening thing. When the movie starts, it goes, and then it shows like outer space with this comet tail going past the Earth, and it says, for the next 6 days, 5 hours, 32 minutes, and 24 seconds, everything's going crazy because there's a comet in the fucking... Mm-hmm. And I just thought that the machines...
That's why
the machines were going crazy.
Yeah, shooting cake. And that's why you had to flip the truck off.
Shooting Coke cans in your nuts and your
forehead. Didn't he do that? Didn't the kid flip the truck off?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that...
That was a scary looking truck.
Just a big clown face on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what you imagined the truck to be like when you read the book?
I think I saw the movie before I read the book. Because...
What about Silver Bullet? Did you imagine his...
Gary Busey? No.
No, he didn't picture a Gary Busey type guy?
No.
What about the wheelchair, though? Was it as cool as you had pictured in your own head?
I think I pictured it cooler. They didn't do that good of a job. Gary Busey could have done a better job. I like watching this because
it looked like it was all like duct taped, wasn't it?
Find Gary Busey.
And he just hung out in that thing for that little bridge forever.
What's that commercial for where he says, find Gary Busey?
Comcast.
And then he's like, I like this because when I say it, they find it. Find Gary Busey.
It cracks me up every time I see that one when he goes, hello, lamp.
Yeah. It's funny when people get to that point where they can really lampoon themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always wonder, because I think of the other side, do you think somebody pitched that idea to him, or he was just like, I got this idea, and this is what we're fucking doing. I'm Gary Busey.
This happens to me all the time. I'll fucking say, hey, I'm fucking search Gary Busey. He's like, why are you super narcissistic? Doesn't matter. This is a funny fucking commercial.
Because that sounds just like him. Like he talks to, watching him on Celebrity Apprentice and stuff, he talks to things like that, and he's totally weird about how he views life. So it sounds like something that he wrote, and he would kind of probably be the kind of like, I'm more creative than you. This is what we're going to do. Trust me. Let's roll with it. And then, all right.
He's like, now what? See how popular my fucking commercial is? Everybody talking about it on their podcast and shit. Yeah. Search Gary Busey. Okay.
My lamp.
I just got followed.
Hello, lamp.
Hey, if you guys want to follow me like Marky Costello just did on Twitter, go to @TerryGeil. That's TerryGeil. You know who Marky Costello is?
No.
She's the star of The Drama Queen, airing Tuesdays on E!
Oh.
She just followed me for no reason.
Hmm.
What the fuck, Marky? Thanks.
Marky Post, everybody.
Marky Costello.
Oh.
I think it's Elvis's daughter.
Oh, really?
No, but... It's got the same name. How many Costellos do you know?
I thought Elvis was Abbott's daughter.
Oh, maybe it's Bud Abbott.
Abbott!
Lou Costello. Abbott! She's got 14.3 thousand followers. Should I follow her back? That's only common courtesy, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, I'm following you, Marky Costello.
You follow everybody that follows you?
Not always. If they're famous, yes.
Like Pills for Bigger, when those ones follow you?
You recognize that girl? That's Marky Costello. Hi, Marky.
No.
My wife's already jealous.
I recommend Marky Post. Is she on there?
On Twitter?
Yeah, what's Marky Post been tweeting?
What'd she post? I wonder if she has is she still even alive?
Marky Post, she's still making cereal, dude.
I thought you were going to say she's still making cereals on fucking Lifetime. Like, it wasn't...
Yep, you can go to realmarkypost.twitter. Is that how it works?
I'm searching Marky
Post. That's not how any of this works. What about that commercial?
Yeah, that's pretty good. But I'm not finding any Marky Post posts.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's none. There's a lot of Markies.
Yep, here it is.
Sherlock Marky Post.
Mr. T. Marky Post recently retweeted Mr. T.
What? Mr. T's birthday?
In March.
What?
Yep.
March. Oh, here she is. The real Marky Post. I should just follow her just because we're making a big deal. Her last tweet was, "It's going to be impossible to reply to everyone, but don't think I don't appreciate."
Oh, I thought that was just her.
Oh, that's her headline. That is her headline. Yeah. You're correct, sir.
I think she just retweets people.
What?
Yep. She retweets a lot of Captain Dan.
She retweeted.
Oh, her last Conan tweet was, O'Brien. "Happy Valentine's Day, everyone."
Did you see the one she retweeted? We tweeted from Conan.
Which one?
It says Massachusetts just banned upskirting, so I guess I won't be coming home for Easter after all. What the fuck's upskirting? Is that when you take a picture up the skirt?
Yeah, that is what it is. When you got mirrored shoes.
Or you just walking down the street and you, the girl in a short skirt and long jacket, and just.
Mm-hmm.
PETA wants the Redskins to be named after a potato, which is my family's solution to everything. Conan O'Brien. That's what Marky Post is retweeting.
He's such a jabroni.
He is a jabroni. Jabroni! Iron Sheik hates Conan O'Brien.
Does he?
He
doesn't like his jabronis?
Now my mic's doing what yours was doing that one time.
Oh, that's
fucking
weird.
Awesome.
That's weird.
That's all the reason you should send us some more money, because we got good shit.
Yeah.
She retweeted Obama.
That's incredible.
What the fuck? And she retweeted this, "Empowering women isn't just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do." That's Obama on International Women's Day. Hashtag fucking what a bunch of bullshit.
Internet. That's just something you're supposed to say. I mean, sure, he probably believes it and whatever, but I mean, are you going to say something else? Really? That's like
not if you're the president.
That's a safe thing to say, right?
It is. And that's what the president does.
But it doesn't really like say anything at the same time.
I like to say safe things. I like to say things that people want to hear.
You hear Barbara like Walters is stepping dune.
Yeah, and they had some legacy picture of her with, like, all these other fucking dumb bitches.
Who?
Barbara Walters and, like, all the ladies that she's ever worked with or something.
All the ladies she'd ever worked with?
All the ladies.
That's a big picture.
It was a big picture, dude. It was, like, 40, 50 million women.
Yep.
No, just
they say that statistically she probably had sex with 3 of every 100 of those.
Women?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
That's not very many. 3 out of every 100. Women that she worked with, that she had.
Dude, she's been working with some people.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Exactly.
You know what? I forgot to mention this. I want to run this past you and the listeners.
All right.
Last Saturday, I went out to Riley's and went to the comedy show. And this guy, he was a Mexican.
You sure it was a guy?
Yeah, his name was Juan Knutson.
Okay, yep.
He was half...
I heard of him.
Half Mexican, half Norwegian.
That never happened, did it?
Apparently, his mom was Norwegian, and she had strong accent, and his dad... Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He, during his set, proceeded to go to the bar and get a tray of 50 Jell-O shots and then lay down on the stage and have people come up and take Jell-O shots off of his belly during his comedy set. And then when only about six people came up and he had like 44 more Jell-O shots to go, he took the tray out into the audience and started passing out free Jell-O shots to everybody. It took him a good 3 to 5 minutes during his set.
Was he telling jokes while he was?
No.
What?
No. Right. The stage was bare and empty. And if anyone would have walked into the time, they'd think, there's no show going on right now because there's nobody on the stage. Mm-hmm. It was crazy, dude. And then the second dude, Dan Paul, he's a good enough guy. He's the winner of the contest from last year. He fucking kept just going. He was supposed to be featuring, do 25 minutes, and he was like at 35, and Scoot had lighted him like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, really? Lighting him?
It was just weird, dude. The whole thing was weird, and there wasn't anybody. It was just weird. I just wanted to see what you thought about someone handing out Jell-O shots and trying to get girls come up and take Jell-O shots off of his belly.
It's a chance, right? It's taking a chance.
And because his name is Juan.
For comedy, is there something that you part like you'd think would be funny that to have?
Nothing happened that was funny in it, though.
I know, but you know, you try different ideas that might be funny.
Yeah, I guess.
It seems expensive is what the first thing I thought was.
Isn't
like,
it $2 a shot? For
yeah,
jealous?
At least. I you know, or like how much for, you know, you might be able to get like
50 for 50?
Maybe if you use the well drinks and you call them up, you know, just for like, you know, because.
You just use
if somebody
HRD.
Said, if somebody said, I'll pay you 50 bucks for 50.
They'd make it with HRD. And
yeah, I'd probably make it because, you know, the flavor is coming from the Jell-O to mask it anyway, right?
Yeah, and it's not going to cost more than $50 to get 50 shots of Jell-O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you got all the supplies, it's only going to take you maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was just a weird thing.
And
then
I
he kept
know.
Making a bunch of Mexican jokes, and he was talking about them cleaning up and making everything spick and span because he's Juan. Mm-hmm. Knudsen. He's half Mexican. He can make fun of him. And he's Jewish, too. He's like, what do you get when you cross a Jew?
I thought he was half Norwegian.
This is what he said. He goes, what do you get when you cross a Jew and a Norwegian and a Mexican? And everybody's like, what? And he's like, me. He's like, I'm kind of Jewish, but I'm half Mexican and half Norwegian. He's like, my mom, whatever. He's like, it was weird. And it was kind of funny, but so then he kind of petered out. And he was with a second place winner, third place winner. How do these people do this?
What if you just went up and your shtick was that you made jokes about all races, but then to play it off, you just said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm half that race. But you did like 8 or 9 different ones. But after every one, you do, oh, don't worry. I can make those jokes. Cause
I'm 1/8.
Yeah. Just say half.
Oh, yeah.
So that's your running gag is that you're half of every nationality.
Chris Castle sometimes says he's half Mexican, half racist. It's kind of funny, I guess, in a way. But he is half Mexican. Did you see that video of the fucking cat saving the boy from the dog attacking him? It went viral. I thought you might have saw it. It's a big...
The cat fighting what? The dog?
There was a kid riding his bike, probably maybe two or three years old, riding a little scooter thing. And out of nowhere, this dog comes running up and like starts biting him on the leg. And within a second, the cat just went... And like... hit the fucking dog and the dog and then it chased the dog away and the kid's leg was
cat
tore.
Scare dog
cat scare dog that's right and dog run away and kid still had major amounts of stitches in his leg because the dog like bit him but it's crazy. I've never seen a cat protect their owner's
be territorial
children,
with a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome though.
Yeah for sure.
And it's been going around, and I know that most of the listeners have probably seen it.
It must have thought of it as its own young then.
I guess. It was on it like, what's a second?
I'm trying to think of like cats in the wild, like jumping on.
Yeah.
You know, because they have some of that instinct.
Jump on
but
a bison.
They're pretty domesticated, most cats.
Yeah.
You know, they just like to roll over and to trick you. They are like a trap. Because all cats like
it's
to roll
trap.
Over. All cats like to roll over to get their belly touched, and then none of them like to get their belly touched.
What?
And then they just like claw you.
No, some of them do, and most of them don't.
Yeah, that's the thing. But they all roll over and like tempt you.
I got one cat that's a dick. You guys have all heard about her. Her name's Lucy, and she, if you touch her belly, will fucking claw the shit out of you and bite you. Now, Kate, she'll just like
you ever
purr.
Just do that for fun?
No. I used to try to see what I could get away with, but she always wins.
Yeah.
I bleed and she runs. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to chase her down and kick her because that's not how you... No. It's like, she's like, okay, you know, because every time you've done it, I've scratched the fuck out of you. I don't like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you're going to try to do it again. Then when I scratch you, you're going to chase me down and hit me because I'm doing what I told you I didn't like to do because I'm fucking doing this. I understand, Kat, but just don't fucking expect to get petted or get fed any extra treats from me. Because I want to be able to pick you up and hold you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can pick my cat up and, like, hang her upside down, and she won't claw me or freak us. She just trusts me 100%.
Yeah.
I could probably stick my pinky up her butthole.
I try to, when I go over to my mom's and they have a cat, and I always try to push it to its limits of being picked up. Like, I'd always pick it up and kind of, like, perch it up.
Yeah.
You know, high. And then, you know, you can kind of tell when they're ready to jump. And then right before they jump, I grab them and then I put them down.
And then they're like,
fucker. And then give them a couple extra pets.
And,
you know,
a little treat.
And I don't like grab it and hold it. I just kind of like perch it right up on, like make a little shelf with my elbow.
That's understandable.
You know, so if it wants to jump, it can jump. But, you know, so the more and more I do it, the longer the cat just stays there.
You're not totally torturing them.
No. No, if I want to do that, I'll like get the cat toys and just like hang it in its face when it doesn't want to play.
Oh my God.
When it's trying to sleep and you're just like dragging it over their face, you know?
Yeah, like,
where they're trying to sleep and you touch those little tiny hairs that stick out between their paws.
Yeah, they hate that. They pull back real quick. They're like, those are my sensors, bitch. Get off those things. They're like whiskers on my fucking feet. You can tell they're whiskers, too, because they look like whiskers. They use them to gauge. And our cats, the outdoor cats, which aren't ours, they're acacias, and they're supposed to be getting their own place pretty soon here. They like to get up on the roof, and then the kids go, oh, the cat's on the roof. We got to get out and get it. No, the cat got up on the roof. The cat can get out.
Is it hot and tin?
No, but it's lucky, because that'd be awesome. I'm going to throw one up on the other, because it's too slanted and slick on the hot tin roof. But so they always try to bring it, oh, the cat's on the roof, I don't want it to fuck. Dude, the fucking cat got on the roof, it can get off. So they keep taking it in. Then the cat gets the idea, I can get up on the roof and then go in the house. And so the cat did that today, because the window was open, because it was warm. And then we about had a cat fight in our living room.
Wow.
Between an outside cat, which is Gramps, which is a female cat, which is weird. All right. But it was all gray when it was born, so they named him Gramps. Mm-hmm. And then Lucy was like, wow, wow. I was like, wait, our indoor cats don't fight. What's happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of weird named cats. Gramps and Shit Rock, which is also a girl, and then there's Babykins, which is a boy, and then there's Shmoony. Shmoony and Memers. And Memers is the one that was on that postcard that you made a couple years ago with Kate and Memers, and she's had like 20 cats.
Really? Now, just puts 30. Them out. Cheerleader cat. She's, that's what my mom would call her.
She's a slut, dude.
Cheerleader cat.
Is that what cheerleaders do? They just,
I guess they just pop out kids.
They just fuck people.
I remember my mom and her boyfriend, they had a dog. It was one of those little tiny dogs. Not a wiener dog, but, you know, bigger and hairier, but maybe only like a foot and a half tall. You know, maybe 30 to 40 pounds.
Like,
no.
Like bigger than a dachshund, but a dachshund, dachshund?
Maybe.
Not a wiener dog? Not a wiener dog?
No, just maybe, I don't know. But it had puppies, 10 puppies, and they were all healthy. It was an amazing thing. And every single one of them, like, not exaggerated, not like two looked the same. All 10 looked different.
Wow.
Like they were like different breeds. Like one came That's out trippy. Looking like an Alaskan husky.
What?
One came out looking like an, dude, I think that dog got around.
Yeah, because that can
Could
happen.
Could that even can it happen?
Yeah. With animals, that can happen when they get fucked by different people.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah.
Different babies with different dads.
Yeah.
Because you could tell one of our cats, Memers, just had another litter of like 6 or 7.
And they all look different?
Yeah. Well, not all of them, but like 3 of them look like one. And you can tell which neighborhood cat is the dad. It's like, there's the dad, that big fucking fluffy one. But, so it was, but before she had 13 in one litter. and they all lived.
Wow, that's crazy.
How could anybody have 13 babies in their belly? I mean, it's a cat.
I don't know. What's the most for humans? 8?
Oh, God, is that possible?
Octomom?
I guess. That's thanks to those fertility drugs, I guess. That's just gross. There's not enough room. That's like, you'd think only Mexicans would do that. You know,
you'd think they'd just all be small, right?
Well, yeah, I know Mexicans always have a lot of people living in the same house. Yeah. I could say that because I'm part spic.
The thing is, though, in a lot of cultures, that has to go on just because, like, in China, I think once you become married, then your parents move in with you.
What?
To help with the baby. They kind of become the nanny and, yeah.
And
then it's just one family in a household.
Yeah.
You know, and they all kind of help each other out. I think that's just kind of the natural thing in most countries. Rather, you know, because, I mean, we have a lot of space.
Probably starting to be more even here in America, you know? I got way too many people
living
in my house.
Ranches used to be kind of like that too, though, right?
Yeah.
They just pass them along. And
I got like 8 people staying in my house right now, and that's way too many.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just temporary, but still. Jesus Christ. But, you know, speaking of having too many people or too many houses or... I saw this thing about all these new cars. No one's really buying new cars anymore. Brand new cars.
New cars?
Mm-hmm. No, like brand new cars.
Yep.
Everybody's buying used.
Even sometimes the best used car on the road is the one you're in.
That's right. And people will wait and buy a car that's like 2 years old because they can get it for half price.
Certainly. They say once you drive it off the lot, it loses.
So there's this
blah,
article.
Blah,
there's this article going around on the internet, and
all
I even snoped it. There is billions of cars. These manufacturers in Spain and China and Russia just keep their factories going, churning out tens of thousands each week of cars. No one's buying them, and all they do is continue to buy land to park these cars on. And they've got these pictures, dude. I swear to God, at least like. Millions and millions of cars that no one's buying, that no one's ever going to buy because now they're 2 years old and they've been sitting. And
billions of cars.
Billions. They said that there's more cars, more unsold used cars than there are people on the planet, but they refuse to sell them at cut rate deals because they would rather strip them of the parts that they can use and then crush them and recycle them and rebuild new cars because
it
they
might
think
be cheaper with labor and everything.
They think that if they stop production of cars because of the simple fact that no one's buying them, that it's going to put tens of thousands of people out of work, including the steel people who supply all the steel, the people who supply all the parts for the cars. So what, you're just going to keep building the cars until you've got fucking 10 billion cars.
They're taking them apart, right? And then rebuilding them?
I don't know. They showed this one on the Nissan test track.
Mm-hmm.
Was just completely filled with parked cars. So they couldn't even use it as a test track. And they said, update, May 16th, the track was empty. We know they didn't sell those cars, so either they took them back to the factory to dismantle them and rebuild them, which is just fucking ridiculous.
And he snopes it out and it all checks out?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Crazy.
You should look next time you're online.
I believe it.
The pictures are just insane, and they're all over Russia, Spain, the UK. God, I just look at it this way. If they've got a 5 billion unused, unsold, brand new cars that all have like 10 miles on them because they've only been driven from the factory to that lot. It's not even a car lot. It's just a place to park it because the car lots haven't even bought them. You'd think they could just give one of those cars to everybody that has a driver's license. That would revitalize the economy right there because everybody would have a new car that they didn't have to spend money on and they would be able to spend their money.
Or just say, come work for us for a month, we'll give you a car.
Yeah, or like cut the price down from like $25,000 to $10,000. But they said they refused to do that. They would rather just park them and then destroy them. It's ridiculous, dude. It's like when all the houses got foreclosed and there was tons of homeless people.
Those people, see, the thing is, if they just took those prices down to $2,000 or whatever, and then those people wouldn't have to work there.
Right.
So long, just to be able to buy a car.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking ridiculous. And then you got people like me and people like you who don't have a car and people like me who have a car that fucking barely runs. You always got to put money into it. And there's 5 billion unused Yep. Fucking brand new cars.
You think they'd at least auction them off? Just auction them off, and then the highest bidder, you know, then you make the most at it, or put the start in, you know, where you're not losing money.
And apparently they think that the prices that they put on them, they can't waver on those bottom line prices that they sell them to the dealerships for, because they got to pay, which is probably true. Those cars have got so many fucking new technology things, they probably are $15,000 to build a car. Even if you do build $10,000 a week. It's fucking ridiculous.
In 1997, someone had 7 babies. There was from 15 ounces to 3 pounds, 4 ounces was the heaviest.
15 ounces is a small baby.
They all survived.
Wow.
In 1998, 8 were born and 1 died. They were from 10.3 ounces, which lived a week,
jeez,
to 2 pounds, 2 ounces was the heaviest.
That's still really little.
In 1999, a Malaysian mother gave birth to 9 living babies, but none of them survived beyond 6 hours.
What?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's just because there wasn't enough stuff to go around for them.
Yeah, another non-topulate, as it's called, when 9 babies are born, was in Australia. There was 2 stillborn, 6 died shortly. One boy survived for 6 days.
Damn.
The world record for a natural pregnancy without fertility treatment, Argentinian woman. You know any Argentinian women?
No, not personally.
I'm half Argentinian.
Really?
She 12 babies.
What? And they all lived without fertility?
Unfortunately, the pregnancy was lost before any of the babies were viable.
Oh, well, okay. So she got them all cooking in there without any help from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then they all probably just fought each other off and clawed each other's little non-existent eyeballs out of their fetus heads.
The official record for the most babies in a pregnancy, although not the most babies in one birth.
Maced babies? Dude, you shouldn't mace your babies.
Was set in 71. Italian woman on fertility treatment conceived 15 babies.
Dude.
None of them survived 2 birth.
You're not going to stop, are you?
No, that's all I got.
No, I heard of a story of a lady in 1840.
Uh-huh.
She had 72 babies.
What?
None of them, incredible. None of them made it into the womb. They were all just sperms and eggs on dates. Because that was back in the 1800s when they didn't know what the fuck was going on. That's before everybody. Do you think they had racism back then in the 1800s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But did they call it racism?
No. I think they just accepted. I think it was just, the way things were. I don't think anybody raised too many questions back then, or else you just got shot, because no one was holding you accountable if you just shot somebody.
Was kind of racism back in the 1492s, huh? Because that's when they came in.
Wars are started by hating another country, race, right?
I suppose so.
Like back even in the end of the day.
Well, we said we were watching that show Fargo. We've been watching that. Here's a story out of Fargo where
an
elementary school mother is very pissed because the first grade class was going to perform the song YMCA at a talent show and dress up. Well, they were going to dress up like the band Village People.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the mothers said that it is very offensive and racist that her daughter and her classmates would be asked to dress up like a stereotypical Native American caricature.
Was it Scott? Was it Scott Tuna? Is that the mother you're talking about?
Scott Tuna's.
Yeah. Is that the mother you're talking about?
Scott Tuna. Oh, Scoot Tuna? Scott Tuna? Who's Scott Tuna?
Isn't Scott Tuna the guy from the Mothers?
Yeah, Scott Tuna's.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about...
you said something about a mother said something.
Yeah, it was Scott Tuna's.
All right.
No, he was never a mother. He was a Zappin.
Oh,
they weren't called the Mothers when he was in there. So it must have been like
Jimmy Carl Black,
the Indian of the group. Exactly. So she's pissed and she's not in the position.
She doesn't want them to dress up as gay people.
No, She would have a more valid point if she said that, because okay. there's a policeman, a cowboy, a biker, a construction worker. Those guys are all fine. But she said she found offensive that any of them would be forced to dress up like a Native American caricature in a stereotypical fashion. She said she doesn't think any of the students of culture and race would be feel singled out like their race is being stereotyped against. That's someone who's on the other side. You know, the person from the school says that they don't think it would cause a problem. But
it's tough. You know, I don't know.
Plus, they're in North Dakota.
You don't want to, like...
That's where a lot of Indians were slaughtered, right? The Sioux Indian tribe back there in the
yeah.
that show that I tried to watch, Deadwood. Wasn't that in the Dakotas? They went back to Dakota, yeah, or maybe South Dakota.
Yep.
So yeah, Fargo. Yeah. They don't.
You
want
don't
no...
want to. You don't want to. You don't want to mistakenly call a North Dakotan a South Dakotan.
That's like calling an Australian a New Zealander.
Yeah, it probably is. You know, I mean, you wouldn't know unless you were from there.
Are you a Kiwi or a fucking shrimp
on
the Bobby?
On Jeopardy one night not too long ago, there was somebody from North Dakota, and Alex Trebek announced him as South Dakota. And then when he came back from the break, Alex Trebek said,
"I'd like to apologize."
Yeah, he said, "I made a mistake. He's North Dakota, and that's a big deal if you're from there."
Because during the commercial, they probably said, "Look here, fucking Trebek."
Yeah,
I slept.
That
with
would throw
your
you off your game,
night.
Though, wouldn't
yeah.
it? If you were on Jeopardy, and he like made that mistake and kind of like. The dude, that would totally throw your head off the game. You'd be like, bring me back on here.
What is North Dakota? That's not where I'm from. What is South Dakota? That's where I'm from.
So I thought about trying this new thing. You guys watching King of the Hill last night because they show that now on what's that, Cartoon Network?
Do they?
At 8 o'clock, it's their 8 to 9 block. They show back-to-back King of the Hill. And when there's nothing on 8 o'clock, like when it's Dancing with the Stars, you know, what's better than a couple episodes of King of the Hill?
Not much.
But the other day, it was Bobby was the announcer guy for the school, and it wasn't working out for him. And his mom was like, you're funny. What you need is a sidekick. And what the sidekick does is they repeat the joke. And then at the end of the joke, you need a cowbell. You ring a cowbell, people know to laugh. People don't want to think. You got to tell them when to laugh.
Applause.
And so they both did the announcements after that. And after every
Peggy
joke,
and Bobby?
Yeah, after every joke, she would ring the cowbell and go, hee hee hee, those people stupid.
She's so supportive of Bobby.
Yep. Yeah, and when she was given an example, what's that? Luann came into the kitchen, and Peggy was like, guess what's for dinner tonight? Spaghetti. And she's like, I don't get it. And then she said, spaghetti, and then rang the cowbell. And then, yep, and then she laughed. She was like, I get it now. I like that Tom Petty's on that show.
He's not on there a lot, though, is he?
He was a main character for quite a while, though.
Really?
Luann's boyfriend. Yep. Lucky. Huh.
I did not know that. I don't watch that show enough. There's a lot of shows I don't watch.
Oh, man. That one's hilarious, man. Yep.
I like Mike Judge. He's very witty.
Uh-huh. Yep. Smart. And Stephen Root is on every episode.
Yeah.
And also Dead Girl. What's that one that overdosed not that long ago?
Reese Witherspoon?
No.
Nope.
No, but kind of like that. She played Luann on the show.
Oh, God, I'm not going to be able to remember now, but I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Murphy? Brittany Murphy?
Yep, Brittany Murphy.
Yep. Yeah, she was on that show.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Luann?
Reese Witherspoon's not dead.
And then Bobby Hill was played by Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
Yep.
Lady Bird.
Oh, that was the dog's name.
Lady Bird.
Did you see that episode where Bobby Hill was allergic to the dog? And so they built... Hank, you know, didn't want Lady Bird sleeping outside, so built him a house, but the house was so nice that Bobby moved in. They kept Lady Bird in the house. And Bobby Hill had a TV in the doghouse and everything. Heat. And he even faked his allergy. He found out it wasn't from, or he could take pills and he'd be all right, but he faked it so he could stay in the doghouse.
In the doghouse. Mm-hmm. He loved Lady Bird.
Yep. Bobby Hill even outsold him some grills, some propane grills.
Some propane and propane accessories. Yep. So we've talked about this quite a few times over the years. I can say years now.
Mm-hmm.
About finding money that's not necessarily yours, and what you would do with it. These people in New York, they bought a couch from a Salvation Army.
Who buys a couch?
Especially a used couch from Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. They've had it 2 months, right? And they're sitting on it watching a movie. Mm-hmm. And then they notice that the two side pillows that are built into the couch were like crinkling. So they cut open the things and find bubble wrap in there with envelopes that contained about $41,000.
What?
Inside this couch that they probably bought for $200 from Salvation
That's
Army.
That's way too much.
But you know what they did?
They gave it back. Those motherfuckers.
They found the one of the envelopes had a woman's name on it.
If you ever put money in your couch, put your name on an envelope.
That's right, and hope that the people have it. So they got a $1,000 reward. But the elderly woman...
I bet she even let them watch her cry, though.
You think she cried?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they, I think she let them watch her cry and lick the tears off her face.
Yeah. They said they were really freaked out, and they were just like freaking out and yelling, and one of their friends came in and wondered what was going on. They thought they won the lottery or something.
See, I would look at this whole differently because, you know, you think, I didn't earn the money or whatever, so I'll give it back. It could be someone else's life savings. But I'm thinking, I'll take the $200 I spent on the couch, right, so I'm even, right? And then I'd take the other $39,800, and I'd spend it all on a couch.
The nicest couch you could ever buy.
So it'd be like, it's a wash. I didn't give the money back, but I didn't really keep it either. I just...
bought another couch.
Yeah, I just got this is my $200 couch.
It's all leather and it's got gold on the ends.
Yep. Uncomfortable to sit on, but
it's gonna make it'll be worth more money later because gold always goes up.
Dude, that would
so,
be nice.
So the elderly
I don't
lady
think that would buy a gold couch.
The lady said that the family members accidentally donated the couch that contained her life savings.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was sick in a hospital.
Fuck, it doesn't say, but how could they do? How could she not say, my life savings was in that? What store did you take it to?
That always happens on that show House. While the people are in the hospital, he sends his team to go to their apartment to look for stuff.
And then their ass is bleeding?
Yeah. Does that happen? Do doctors send people over to your house to go through all your stuff to find out what could be what you could have taken to be sick?
I don't think they can legally do that.
I don't think so.
Just go over there and see if you find any drugs or anything weird. Yeah, that'd be cool if you could, though. That's why I think that show is just one kind of half a step out of reality.
Yeah.
It's not like it really is something that you could really do.
What do you think has been going on in that Fargo show, right? There's 5 episodes in, right?
I think I fell asleep watching. I've been having to catch up on my shows because my mother-in-law has been staying. It's the typical married guy's nightmare, right? Mm-hmm. Mother-in-law's been sleeping on the couch.
You can't spell MILF without...
Mother-in-law.
MILF.
Fuck.
MILF.
The mother-in-law I'd like to fuck. That's a MILF.
A MILF.
It's a MILF. That's a MILF. It's a mother-in-law I'd like to fuck. A MILF. MILF. Okay. Anyway, she had some shoulder surgery. That's hard to say. It makes me want to say soldier. She had some shoulder surgery, so she's been hanging on her couch. And so I haven't been able to really catch up on my shows yet. Mm-hmm. I did watch...
you watched the 4 episodes, though, right?
I did. And I watched half of the one from this week, which is last week because this is next week. I watched half of the one that showed when he bought that shotgun and how he got the pellet in his hand and stuff. And
Great cast, though.
Yeah, I like it. Definitely keeps me interested.
You got the Bob Odenkirk, too.
Love him. He's just pissed because that other nosy cop won't fucking keep out of the other dude's business. I've also been watching Louie, which is pretty funny.
What about Survivor?
No, I don't watch Survivor.
Down to the final 3.
Are they?
Yep.
You still watch that show, don't you?
Some
My parents love
I just
it.
Put it on in the background. There's not much on at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays.
King of the Hill.
That is true.
Now.
That is true. King of the Hill. I always liked that show even better. I like it better than Family Guy. I like it better than American The Simpsons. Dad. Not that I hate Family Guy.
You like it better than The Simpsons?
It's tough, man. Because The Simpsons is just a classic and fucking still so well written, and it's still on.
Yeah.
The King of the Hill is still on. It had a great run, like 8 seasons or so. Yeah. But King of the Hill is still on. That would be awesome.
Still kicking.
I wonder if they cut it out because Brittany Murphy died.
Maybe. They could have probably got a replacement.
They probably could still bring it back like they did with the Futurama.
And like they did with Family Guy.
What do you
guy.
Think about that new movie by Family Guy?
I haven't seen it. I've heard a little bit about
it. I know you haven't seen it.
I've heard you talking about it.
You've seen the commercial for it, right?
No.
1,000 Ways to Die in the West or whatever?
I don't know. I don't think I have. Like I said, I watch some commercials, but not a lot.
He does that little shadow puppet thing with the guy giving him head.
No, I don't. I would have remembered that if I saw it. I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, some guy wants to duel him right there in the middle of the wet, you know.
Sword fight him?
No, wants to duel him, and then he's like, just a second. And then he turns to the side and puts his little fingers out, like it's hanging in the guy's mouth in the shadow. And he's like, I'll just tap your hat when I'm done. And the guy's getting all pissed.
I like that guy pretty well, but he's, I don't know. Yeah. He's all right.
Family Guy, I do like it, but
I'll waste my time watching just about any movie if it comes on Netflix. At least I'll give it a chance, you know. Yeah. I've watched some shitty shit lately. I tried watching Rapture Palooza. You heard of that?
No.
It's got Craig Ferguson as the Antichrist. It's it's awesome, dude.
I don't know if this is real.
Dude, it is real. It's directed by that Thomas Middleditch. Do you know who he is? That sounds like a fake name too, but he was on At Midnight recently, and it's got Thomas Lennon in it, who plays this dude. He plays the neighbor dude who became a zombie, but rather than wanting to eat brains, I can't remember right now because I'll remember as soon as I tell you. Instead of eating brains, he just wants to mow his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks like a zombie, and he's just always mowing his lawn. It's Thomas Lennon. And then he goes, it was the saddest part when some kids looted him and stole his lawnmower. He goes, now he just walks around the lawn pretending like he's mowing it. He doesn't even have a lawnmower anymore. Oh, it's called Rapture Palooza. It's pretty funny, dude. I mean, it's stupid. It's got the chick from Mean Girls, that Anna Kendrick, I think her name is, or something. Uh-huh. It's kind of funny. Kind of stupid.
I'll check it out.
It's not hilarious, but I didn't. It's dumb enough that I didn't watch the whole thing.
Would you watch Dunstan Checks In?
No. Would I?
If it was on Netflix?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
That's Matt LeBlanc and the monkey.
Okay, no, I wouldn't. Hans, would you watch it? This was the longest version of NIV.
Hans has seen Dunstan Checks In.
He owns it on fucking Betamax. What's in Hans' CD player today? We're just going to talk about movies. We're just going to talk about dumb movies today. No, he's listening to some kind of a black prostitute.
Pearl Jam.
John Lee Hooker.
Oh. Black prostitute.
You know, he's a black dude. Uh-huh. He's a hooker. Yeah. The album's called Endless Boogie.
Does it have... A boom, boom, boom.
I think every album of his. It's like Chubby Checker doing the twist.
It is, dude.
A boom, 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 boom. I'm going to get you right. Endless Boogie.
I want to get the disco version of boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Sorry, Hans. We're not making fun of your old school blues roots.
I'm just making fun of that song by John Lee Hooker.
Yeah. And Big Head Todd and the Monsters. They had a hit.
Did they cover that song?
Yeah, and it got a lot of radio play in the 90s or 2000s. Yeah, it was dumb. I was listening to Terrorizer's World Downfall, but not on my turntable this time. I had to listen to a CD. I listened to all of the CDs that were the shirts that Lance gave me a couple weeks ago, which I'm almost done. I think I'm down to like 6 shirts left, dude. 184? Yeah, wow. I think I got 192 shirts. Those are just T-shirts. I think I got 6 button-up shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
a crazy commitment that you've stayed with it.
It's been since November. And you know what? Funny thing happened. Talking about this, since we're done with the music and stuff, I'll turn this off. I was getting ready to go somewhere. I wanted to change my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife goes, I got a shirt for you. It's on the bed. I said, what shirt? She's like, it's your Kiss shirt. One of your Kiss shirts. And I said, I can't wear that. And she's like, why? Because I've already worn it. And she's like, what do you mean? I go, have you not been paying attention for the last 5-6 months at my WOD said challenge?
Uh-huh.
She's like, what? You're telling me you're not going to wear a shirt because you've already worn it? I was like, yeah, that's the whole idea. I've got like 12 left to go. I'm not going to do it. She goes, yeah, but when are you going to wear your meat shits shirt or your chrome liquid shirt? I don't know, but I'm going to find a time. Not at a funeral or church. She got mad at me when I wore it to Walmart one time. My meat shit shirt because it's
really?
Yeah. It's got a girl on the front with Jesus and a huge cock, and it says, take this and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit offensive to people, but maybe I know what I should do.
Yeah, but I mean, when was the last time you were walking around and got offended when somebody was wearing that Born Again shirt?
Yeah, I seen somebody at Walmart.
With think, oh, please.
I seen somebody with a striper shirt at Walmart the other day, and I punched him out. I said, to hell with the devil. I said, the hell with you, Slayer! Maybe I'll wear my meat shit shirt at the fucking Void show coming up. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to offend everybody. No, no one will be offended there at all. Hey, if you're not doing nothing, come up to Portland on Saturday, 225 Ash Street, downtown Portland. Ash Street Saloon will be playing there. The show starts about 9 o'clock. It's $6 at the door. You can get tickets in advance for $6, too. But you don't need to because it's not going to sell out. Victims of Eternal Decay, World of Lies, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank. That's crank that you do right before you get into war.
War Crank.
That's one word, and it has a K in the middle.
Hmm.
War Crank.
War Crank.
They're a young band, I think, from the Molalla area. You know Molalla?
Molalla or Walla Walla?
Molalla.
I've never had a Molalla onion.
Have you ever heard
Malala
of
Molalla and onion?
Molalla. It's a town. It's a town. It's a town.
Yeah, I have heard of it.
It's a place. It's a place. It's a place. Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. I still haven't heard that song. We need to do a remix on it. Hey, did you know that the fucking Boss covered Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees and Barry Gibb was pissed, so he covered I'm on Fire? In retaliation. I want to hear those back to back.
I wish he was on fire.
He'd be all, with your brother. With, how does he sing? Because I can kind of. Oh, I'm thinking of, oh, I'm on fire.
But he was never on fire at one point when he was singing that song.
His career was on fire. That song was about Richard Pryor, actually. Oh, I'm Richard Pryor. I just watched two Richard Pryor Gene Wilder movies over the last weekend. I watched Stir Crazy and Hear No Evil.
Oh, really?
See No Evil.
Which one was your favorite?
Dude, probably Stir Crazy. But that's another one of those movies that you watch and you go, I didn't ever pay attention to this movie. I saw it before, but I did not remember.
You
that.
Knew they were dressed as birds at one point.
Yeah, when they were. And then all of a sudden there was other guys dressed as birds and they were robbing a bank. And then all of a sudden these guys, got to act hard when we come into jail. Yeah, we bad. We bad. And I always used to say that. We bad. We bad. Because that was probably on the trailer when I was a kid.
Yep.
But I did not remember that Gene Wilder was the master fucking mechanical bull rider.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That's part of this show? I have no idea. Did I fall asleep?
And
just thought that I watched the whole show. Oh, wait. I was 10. I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, Mom, could you get me some Kool-Aid because I'm super thirsty? Oh, they're riding a bull. Oh, that's not part of the show. It's just about these guys who accidentally got arrested for robbing a bank and they had to go to prison. And they said, we bad, we bad. That was what the movie was about.
We bad, we like, bad, penguins.
Maybe that's just kids. They just think, oh, a movie's just the first 10 minutes of a movie.
You know, there's only 8,108 people in Molalla.
That's not a lot.
Nope.
That's less than Sweet Home, but more than Brownsville. Did you know that there's fucking 8 billion people in this world now?
8 billion.
300 million. In America. 300 mil.
Wow. If you had $300 million and you gave everybody a dollar, that wouldn't really mean much.
It wouldn't mean shit, dude. It'd be like, thanks. Thanks. Well, even infants, you know, babies, old people. So a 100-year-old dude would go, oh, a dollar, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll take that dollar.
Yep.
I'll put it under my fucking couch.
You buy some candy.
With all the rest of my $41,000 that I got in my couch.
Did you call on Shaq Fari?
Nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm anti-Shaq.
Why is that?
I hate him. When I used to like
bass. What about when he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Hated him.
Really?
He's fucking cross-eyed. He's too tall. He looks retarded.
He's only cross-eyed from smoking too much pot. Did you know that makes you cross-eyed?
And then we're going to take out another funny video. Me and my friend.
It's called Shacked. You just got shacked. What's that show called? Rewind or fucking something? Anyway.
We're going to rewind the video and watch it again.
Did you ever hear that thing that smoking pot makes you cross-eyed?
No, everybody tells me that smoking pot makes you sweat too much. That's why I sweat so much, because I smoke too much pot. I got overactive sweat glands.
I always figured, because I used to hear that it made it cross-eyed. And I,
dude,
one stone moment, I thought, well, that's because you're always like crossing your eyes looking at the bowl when you're lighting it.
No, dude. I also heard this fucking propaganda myth bullshit from a good friend, Seth Milstein, who I was telling him about a friend of ours who doesn't like to play music on stage anymore because he has panic attacks and doesn't even like, you know, anxiety and shit. And he's like, oh, yeah. Seth told me that he heard that if you smoke weed too long, after you smoke weed for so long, it burns out the pleasure center in your brain, and then the things that you love to do, you get panic about. I said, if that was the case, I would be fucking having panic attacks when I was 12, because I've been smoking weed too long by the time I was 12. I've been smoking weed for 40 years, and I don't have panic attacks. I don't think that that's true. I don't think you can burn out the pleasure center in your brain. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm going to ask Dr. House.
I'm going to go into a forum on the internet and say, hey, Dr. House, can I burn out the pleasure center in my brain? Cause me to have panic attacks when I try to do things that I used to enjoy? That's fucking bullshit.
Did you know the New Orleans Saints signed a player this week?
No.
He's in a wheelchair and uses a ventilator.
Oh.
He's paralyzed from the neck down 2 years ago in an on-field collision.
So he's a bench warmer.
Mm-hmm. The article I read, though, stated that it didn't slow him down any bit. It didn't seem to slow him down any bit.
I have a
now,
hard...
Is that really appropriate when he's paralyzed from the neck down? Like,
I have a hard time believing that.
I do, too. It's like, really? That's like... It seems kind of patronizing to me.
Yeah, I was born with half a leg, mm-hmm. and that definitely slowed me down a little bit. Like, I'm a little slower than if I would have been. That is patronizing. It's like, it reminds me of the, I saw a thing on the Louis show, Louis C.K.'s thing, where he was, this fat chick was trying to date him. Mm-hmm. He was like saying no. But then he started to be friends with her, and then he's like, okay, whatever. And then she's like, this is nice. You know, we're walking along, and you're with a fat girl. And he's like, you're not fat. She's like, don't do that, please. He's like, what? You're not. I mean, you're heavy, and she's like, don't. That's the rudest thing you can do. The most patronizing thing you can do is to tell a fat girl that she's not fat. We know we're fat. We don't like it, but what we don't like worse is for you to tell us, you're not fat. Yes, I fucking am. Duh. Or else you would have said yes to me the first time. So it's patronizing for that person to say.
Yep.
What did they say? I've already forgot.
They said that it slowed him. It hasn't slowed him down.
No, he's paralyzed from the neck down, but it hasn't really slowed me down that much.
You could throw that in your act about your leg. You could say, I was born with one leg and...
it slowed me down a little bit.
No, I say it hasn't slowed me down any bit.
I hop faster. I hop even faster now than I did when I was... And my mom had to put up with half the kicking when I was in the womb. She was like, he doesn't kick a lot. He kicks about as half as much as his brother did. He's like, I don't know if he's just really stoned. He's been smoking weed since he was in the womb. He's always just one kick. He's like, why? He's like, his brother was always like, one, two, left, right. I think my baby only has one leg.
Did you hear Alec Baldwin was arrested for riding down the street on the wrong way on Fifth Avenue?
In New York City?
Yep.
No.
He was riding the wrong way on a bike, and he didn't have his his ID on him at the time, so they arrested him.
Okay, so this is kind of a silly question, but if you're Alec Baldwin, do you fucking need ID?
I don't know. You could you could be a lookalike.
You could be. You could be dressed in a suit that looked like a mask of Alec Baldwin, but mm-hmm. I mean, really, I know it's a law that you got to have ID with you so you get arrested, but if he's mm-hmm. trying to prove I'm Alec Baldwin.
Prove it.
Glenn Ross. If you look like Alec Baldwin, though, wouldn't you have a fake Alec Baldwin ID?
I would have a fake Alec Baldwin voice, too, that wouldn't just whisper mm-hmm. like he does on all those Capital One commercials. I almost said cartoons. He is a cartoon character.
The one that he almost died in.
That was a close one. So, yeah, if you guys are still listening, make sure to follow Marky Post on Twitter. She is retweeting Mr. T today, and it just happens to be Mr. T's 62nd birthday. So,
hey, happy birthday, Mr. T.
B.A. Baracus.
You think he just went through until there was a letter available? Like, Mr. A? No, someone's already got that. Mr. B? No, somebody's already got that. And then by the time we got to Mr. T, that one was available.
It's like, I pity the fool who don't let me have a letter. There's only 26 letters in the fucking alphabet.
Did he? Was he ever on Sesame Street?
I think he was. Him and Hulk Hogan. Him and Hulk Hogan pity the fool who went out and fucking.
T going on?
Mr. T. Today's episode is brought to you by the letter T. T is for Mr. T and for T, Terry Hulk Hogan.
Did you know Mr. T is married to Mrs. Dash?
Mrs. T Dash. Mrs. Dash T. I thought that Mr. T was married to. I thought Mrs. T was married to Earl Grey.
Mrs. T.
Mrs. Earl Grey T. Yep. You know. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
The A team was on Sesame Street. He was. Mr. T. In 2010.
Oh, that's Chips. Sorry. I was singing Chips.
2010.
Yeah, so it's Mr. T's birthday. Also, the drummer from Tom Petty's original Heartbreaker Band. Hmm. Birthday, Stan Lynch. And everybody's favorite judge. Can you guess whose favorite judge?
Mills Lane.
Judge Reinhold. Didn't he have a show on, on Curb? Did. What was that on? It was Judge Reinhold. He's like, you're not really a judge, are you? He's like, my name's Judge, though. Welcome to Judge Reinhold. And he was like, what was that on Curb?
I'm not sure.
Judge Reinhold. Also, we talked about this lady and her dad, Jewel Brenner. It's Jewel Brenner's birthday today. Jewel, 40.
Oh, nice.
And left-handed bass player from the Alice in Chains band, Sick Man, Jason Breeton. Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, man.
He's 46. Uh-huh. You're older than me now. You're older than me now. I won't be as old as you until August. Ha ha.
Wait, you'll never be as old as him.
I'll be 46.
I know, but you'll never be as old as him.
Don't rub it in, man. Jason's fucking sensitive about that stuff. Why do you think he plays his bass upside down? It's not just because he's left-handed. It's because I'll never be as old as him. Did you know that? I got to search out fucking Bruce Springsteen singing Staying Alive. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive.
What about Bruce Willis?
He's a better singer than Bruce fucking Springsteen, in my opinion. But that's just in my honest
really?
Opinion.
Bruno? Do you own a Bruno record?
Bruno?
Wasn't that Bruce Willis? That was his singing alias.
Dude, Bruno is that fucking dude from Ali G. You know,
wasn't that his name, Bruce Willis? Though when he sang before he became an actor, he was Bruno.
I thought it was the Moonlighters.
Him and Sybil Shepherd.
It was Sybil and
wasn't the guy in there that's on? He's
from The
Revenge
Wire
of the Nerds.
Who, Booger?
Yeah, wasn't he on there? He was the receptionist for them after that one chick quit.
Yeah, probably. Did you really watch that show?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was only like 10.
It was 24 years ago today that the Newhart show went off the air.
It was 24 years ago today.
Bob Newhart fucking went away.
Which one?
It was the one that was just called Newhart.
Yeah, that's the one I watched.
In 1990. Today was the last episode.
Good old Tom Poston and what was that chick's name?
Marky
Stephanie.
Marky Poston.
No.
Oh, Tom Poston.
Tom Poston. And Larry Dirdadero.
Yeah, Larry Dirdadero. I remember that actress.
Yeah, Moonlighting's 85, dude, 89. I was like 9 years old.
Yeah, I was into metal and weed by that time, so yeah. I wasn't watching.
No, you weren't into action star Bruce Willis?
He wasn't an action star Bruce Willis at that time.
Obviously, you didn't watch the show.
Well, he was a TV star just breaking out after a couple seasons. Yeah,
but there was a lot of action on that show is what I'm thinking.
No, wasn't it more like a film, like a noir? Like
they were private detectives.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
drama, comedy, romance. Yeah. It's considered to be one of the first successful and influential examples of comedy drama.
And so he's sitting in there in the office, and the lady comes in, and he goes like, it was a quarter after 11 when she walked into my office. And he goes, and I could tell there's going to be trouble from the look on her face. It took me 12 minutes to find out that this bitch meant serious business. You know, isn't that like a film noir, like a some Nick Danger?
Yep. Curtis Armstrong played a Herbert Viola.
Yeah. Herbert Viola?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Seriously?
He was also in he's also in that one show.
Oh, was that one guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Supernatural.
Oh, okay. I still don't know what that is, but...
You know, Tim Robbins was in a season one episode of Moonlighting.
I didn't.
Judd Nelson was on there, too, in season two on the show called Camille
and the Jello Pudding Pop.
The same episode with Whoopi Goldberg and Judd Nelson.
Damn,
that's when
man.
They started screwing.
That's some fucking star power right up there.
The Temptations played themselves in season three.
Yeah, well, anybody plays the fool. Sometimes.
Cheryl Teagues was on there.
Temptations play themselves.
And
sometimes.
So was Robert Wool.
I used to love fucking Cheryl Teagues, man.
Oh, yeah?
She was a good lay. I used to love fucking her. Now, I had a poster, and she was a model cover girl. She was the first cover girl. She had a tight vagina.
Timothy Leary was in there, too. In season five.
Timothy Leary's dead.
He played a minister, Wynn DePayne.
Huh. Well.
And
you know?
Jade Roberts played Sylvester Stallone.
When did this turn into
in an episode?
When did this turn into the Moonlighting podcast?
Dude, that would be awesome. We should do it.
Okay. We'll just review each episode one by we'll just call it Moonlighting with Terry and Gads.
Yep.
Like we got another podcast. Why not? We got another podcast.
We could do old shows.
We got a podcast called The Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, but we do some moonlighting on the side.
That was an hour-long comedy, too.
We do moonlighting on the side. As podcasters about moonlighting, it's so meta, you won't even believe that you understood it.
Do you believe that body horror movies are a genre?
Body horror?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Like, you
Saw.
Know, with the bodies?
Saw?
No, things about bodies.
Bodies?
I have a list of 10 body movies.
Oh, God.
Body horror movies.
Lists.
I bet you've seen some of these. Scanners. Would you consider that a body horror movie?
I don't know what body horror is.
All right. You need a little...
Is it horror based on bodies?
The 80s and early 90s were a ripe time for body horror films that made you laugh and had shock and gore with blood and guts.
Okay.
Made by hand, and they make your spine shingle. It's degeneration, mutation, or mutilation of flesh.
Okay. Okay.
Scanners, do you consider that one?
This is one that I watched back then, but if I watched it today, I would go, I didn't know that happened in this movie. So I don't know about that one. Okay, what,
right.
else? What else?
What about teeth?
Is that the recent one with the vaginal
yeah.
teeth? Yeah.
I'd consider that a body horror movie.
Vaginal Dentata.
Yep. That was a great movie, though.
You noticed, like Jesse said, never once did she brush her teeth.
What about Slither?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one not too long ago.
What happened there?
There's a big old sea urchin.
There are alien slug parasites invade Earth. With their hugely deformed campy horror comedy.
Yeah, and sometimes they'd go up women's vaginas. They'd just slither right in her.
The stink palm.
That, Ooh, that's what happens after you whack off too much with the watch in your hand. You get the stink palm.
What about a Hellraiser? Hell Raisin.
I like that. It's a California Raisins breakthrough movie.
Hell Raisin? Yeah. That would be awesome. That would be a great movie.
It'd just be like a grape that just got over torched in hell and he turned into a shriveled up little grape raisin. Hell Raisin 2. Was the blood of a raisin just reformed and fucking, what do you call it, reanimated into another body form, coming back to make love to the lady in the house and then fuck everybody up the ass. Hell Raisin 2.
Speaking of that, Reanimator.
Ah, starring Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pronounced Reanimator. They should do a remake of that, a remake.
They should.
It's Chris Brown fucking Rihanna, and it's just called Reanimator. He's mating her.
I think I touched on this movie before, Naked Lunch.
Ooh, I think I touched on it when I was watching this movie.
They said William S. Burroughs' novel was unfilmable, so David Cronenberg made it happen.
It's unfilmable.
It's a crazy movie.
Why?
I
don't think I've ever watched that one either.
It's like a flying typewriter bug that's trying to kill him. Peter Weller.
Well, I'm going to check it out sometime.
Yep. Did you know that that William S. Burroughs once killed his wife playing a William Tell drinking game?
No. William Tell Overture?
I think he tried to shoot an apple off her head.
Well, that'll do it if you miss.
Yep.
You got to be a good shot. You should never play that game if you're drinking. That's not really a drinking game. You could play Jews versus Nazis beer pong, but you don't want to play drunk William Tell fucking shoot the apple. Just shoot this apple off my head, and if you miss, you lose.
You lose.
No, wait. If you miss, I lose.
Hey, do you know you can text 911 now?
I heard that on the TagCast podcast on Monday. Mm-hmm. We just talked about it for a second. Have you think anybody's done it yet, or is it actually implemented, or are they just talking?
I think it is implemented for AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and T-Mobile.
No cricket?
Nope. Not that I saw.
That's fucking shitty.
Not that I saw.
That's all right. Once again, happy birthday to us. It's been 2 years. We're glad you guys are still listening, if you are. I know Pierre's listening. He always listens.
Happy birthday, Pierre.
It's not his birthday. It's our birthday. He actually texted me saying that I did a good impersonation of Jim Lauderdale last week when I was saying,
oh, yeah?
How dare you question my masculinity just because I don't have a fucking Facebook?
Did anybody tell Jim that you
I hope
about
not.
It?
I said, oh, God, don't tell him because then he'll know I was making fun of him over the internet. Yep. So, yeah, I'm just looking back over some of the topics that we used to talk about. Gary Shandling is similar to Dee Snider. I don't know how, but that's a thing. Hmm. What else looks funny?
1951 in Mexico City. He shot and killed his wife in what was a drunken game of William Tell. He was convicted in absentia of homicide.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that just goes to show you shouldn't play that game. It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Yeah, but it makes it, I mean, then you could add it into your story later, though.
Yeah.
If
definitely.
If you still wanted your movie, Dunstan checks in.
Ain't watching it.
Well, if you wanted to watch it, though, just so you know, a woman mistakes for Dunstan being her handsome masseuse, she is turned on by some tushy slapping.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. A man asks, why is he talking to his crotch?
Because he has teeth in his pussy.
Yep. Many adults are seen with champagne glasses in their hand. Lord Rutledge smokes a cigarette and puts it in an ashtray along with four other cigarettes. Then Dunstan puts one in his mouth and spits it out. And a woman drinks from a hip flask.
If that sounds interesting to you, please go watch Dunstan Checks In featuring the awesomest actor ever, Matt LeBlanc from the famous
I thought you were talking about the Dunstan, the monkey.
Oh, the monkey's a little bit better than Matt LeBlanc, but whatever. Hey, you guys, you might not have noticed, or maybe you have, but we haven't mentioned anything about Pizza Now, but it don't mean we ain't got love for them. We were talking about a couple months ago. A couple months ago, we were discussing the fact that we couldn't believe that it had gone on that long just because it was so awesome and all good things must come to an end. And, you know, the business is kind of slacking right now, so he has withdrawn his sponsorship. But we'll still go there and eat. We just don't get it free anymore. But hey,
I love Pizza Now.
Thanks
still.
To all the years of great service, or at least a year. So thanks to Crispy Salmon. Mm-hmm. Crispy, I don't even know if your middle name's P, dude, but whatever.
If it is, wouldn't he change it, though?
Probably. So, yeah. And also, because of that, now not only do we not get pizza, but we can't sell half of our pizza to pay our dues for the internet service, so you guys need to send us some money here.
People still pay $1 a slice even when it's a week old.
Not trying to guilt trip you or anything, but fuck, you should feel bad if you don't send us money because you've been listening to our show for free for so long.
300 episodes, man.
I know, 2 years. And our best supporter is Hans, and I hate it even to ask him for money because he always sends it when we don't ask. So be like Hans and send us a dollar or two. Go to tagcastpodcast.com.
Or we'll behead you like Anne Boleyn.
That's right, Boleyn.
I don't want to go Boleyn.
Boleyn. I had the emphasis on the wrong syllable. But yeah, there's a little donate icon. You just click on it. It'll take you right to our PayPal.
Yep.
You can also click on the Amazon icon. That'll take you right to Amazon. You can buy some shit for yourself.
If you don't donate, I'm going to send Clay Aiken after you. And you know what happens when you oppose Clay Aiken?
Your ass starts aching.
Nope, you die.
Why?
That happened.
He killed someone?
I'm not saying he did it, but it's mighty suspicious when he wins a political race right after his opponent dies.
His opponent in the political race died?
Yeah.
Do tell.
It sounds like some. Remember when that happened in Bates Motel?
I do.
And he kind of looks like Norman Bates. He could go off on a rail.
On a rail?
Yeah.
On a crazy train?
Yep. I could go off on a rail of a crazy train. And you know what happens then.
What happens?
You get aching.
Your ass starts aching.
Yep, like Clay.
Because he's gay.
Yeah.
Gay aching.
Ganking.
Ganking. He's ganking your ass. Hey, I don't know if I should. That's probably the name of the episode now. Ganking your ass. Didn't know this, but I don't know. I did know it, but I don't know if I told you guys. Trailer Park Boys started production of season 9, and season 8 hasn't even been released yet. So, goddamn, that's awesome. Trailer Park
Boys.
They're
already working on episode 9.
Season 9.
Wow, that's incredible.
And they're going to be releasing season 8 on Netflix all at once, like they always do.
At once.
Yeah,
that's soon going to be one word.
Dude, we're going to be binging on Trailer Park Boys before you know it.
Man,
I want to freaking out.
I don't know. $7.99 a month.
Hey, we're hoping to see you guys on Friday if everything works out good.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, we'll see you again. But if it works out that way, then Monday will be our 300th episode. So please tune in for cake and ice cream. I know. We're 2 years old. 300 episodes in. It's going to be a big birthday party.
It sounds like a man. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. And we've been giving you some extra long episodes because... Just because we love
you. That's just the way we roll.
We love you, listeners, and we need you to love us back.
That's the way we butter roll.
Happy hump day to you, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
Or wait, we won't see you, but you'll hear us.
Happy Chilean Navy Day.
I love Chilean Navy people. They're my favorite races. Metal.